All right, let's get started. Andy would like to know, besides Derrick Henry's size and his toughness, what makes him such a good back for this Titans team?
Well, I think his ability just to kind of wear down defenses. I think what the Titans have done with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry is they just kind of keep trying to pound you. Maybe early in the game it doesn't look pretty, but you set yourself up for big runs later in the game. That's what happened in the Monday night game against the Colts. He busted loose from the 72 yards, touchdown Titans, game over.
All right, Brian would like to know, should Titans fans be worried about Marcus Mariota's hamstring going forward?
Well, as long as he's smart with it like he was on Monday night, I think he should be okay. Obviously, he's not 100% yet. You could see that when he had an opportunity to run against the Colts and he slid. If he can just make it to the bye week, which comes the game after Cleveland, he should have ample time to heal where it shouldn't be an issue. But until then, you know, maybe keep your fingers crossed, you know, grab the rosary beads, whatever you need to keep him safe.
Marcia says, Adoree Jackson is flying around on defense. For a little guy, he's able to make some big plays.
Yeah, he's a feisty guy, and I thought he really played well against the Colts. You know, I think he's getting more comfortable the more he plays. Him and Logan Ryan especially kind of shut down Indianapolis receivers in the second half of that game, and I think it's a good sign moving forward.
Carly asks, it was nice to see Eric Decker make some big plays. Do you think we'll be able to see more of him going forward?
He's another guy who I think is getting more comfortable playing with Marcus Mariota in the offense. How much more will we see? I mean, I think some of that depends on Corey Davis. You know, I think Corey Davis is nearing a return. When he returns to the lineup, you know, obviously some balls are going his direction. Rashard Matthews, Decker, I think Taywan Taylor, all those guys are going to be a factor. But Corey Davis is going to cut into some of those snaps when he's back.
John says, Ryan Succop kicked 5 field goals against the Colts. Do you think he is one of the Titans' MVPs so far this season?
Well, he's been good, and Brett Kern's really been good, you know, punting the football. You know, Succop's gotten to where he's almost automatic. He has been automatic inside the 50. That's now 50 in a row. That's an NFL record. You pretty much can count on 3 points anytime he goes out there. I know Coach Malarkey, I know members of the offense would like to see him only out there for extra points, but he's been really good so far.
All right, Jim, this last question I'm excited about because I know you're a big Taywan Taylor fan. Roy asked, why have you been such a fan of Taywan Taylor since the very first time you saw him practice?
Well, he's just kind of an underdog. You know, all the talk was about Corey Davis when the draft came rolling along. Taywan Taylor, obviously a third-round pick out of Western Kentucky. I just like the way he goes about his business. He's a quiet, humble kid, but he has made plays for this team, and it started back in the offseason. He's continued to be on a good progress, and I think he's going to develop into a really nice player.
All right, Jim Wyatt, it's good to see you have your lucky rosary beads and your rabbit's foot and all of that good stuff back here. Jim Wyatt will answer all of your questions. Use hashtag Titans Takes to get them to us.